Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We're back. Frank Cusimano, Martin Kilcoin. We are here till 12 o'clock on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. He has a legendary name in the St. Louis area.
Thank you.
No, I'm talking about our guest.
Sorry.
Yes. And he's also a terrific broadcaster.
Thank you.
Not you either. I haven't seen him in years, but it's our pleasure to welcome to the program Dan Kelly from Chicago. Dan, great to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
Great to hear your voice, Frank. And then, Martin, you're way too kind. And doing well, just enjoying the stretch run here of Major League Soccer season as the playoffs approach.
Yeah, and Dan, people might be surprised. They know you through hockey, and you still do hockey games. But you have been really not only the voice of the Chicago Fire, but passionate soccer fan. I've talked to your brother John about it. Give us an idea, you know, from day one, how much you were into soccer, or has it sort of grown?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so excited for St. Louis because a great city is going to get a lot better. I don't think people realize, the popularity of Major League Soccer and just soccer in general in this country. Major League Soccer is still a growing league. It's still, looking to penetrate into one of the top five leagues in the world. That's something that's different. It's not the top league right now, and it's still in the teething stage. In its early 20s. But, I was just in Portland Wednesday night for a match, 25,000 people. Atlanta, it's not uncommon for them to get over 80,000 people. And you're talking about a city that's lost two hockey teams. And that's not just like a one-hit wonder there for these markets like Atlanta. All these new markets coming in, they're powerhouses. And the old school thinking was that you can't play in football stadiums because that's what this league did in its early years. And it was just too big, these cavernous stadiums. Well, that's starting to change because you can fill them. And you see now with Charlotte trying to get a team out, with their NFL owner trying to fill their stadium. So it's really amazing to see the rapid growth just daily. New teams coming in next year, Miami and Nashville. I'm sure they'll be smashing hits as well, along with St. Louis and Austin when they begin as well.
I'd say about 95% of our audience has never been to an MLS game. Now, Dan, you're a guy who's seen Cardinal baseball, Blues hockey, you see Big Ten action. Can you describe what an MLS crowd is like for 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the closest thing I could compare it to is Chicago Stadium and the old St. Louis Arena. Each city and each marketplace is unique, which is kind of cool, too. All these stadiums aren't cookie cutters. But it's the fans, that they stand and they sing and they chant for 2 hours, and there's smoke and there's and you think there's pyrotechnics. It's like being at a concert. It's truly a unique experience, and I just can't wait to see it in downtown St. Louis, and I'm sure that stadium will be brilliant. And but I think the closest thing I can compare it to is back on a Saturday night, Chicago and St. Louis playing.
And Dan, I don't know how much data there is on it, but the demographics, your typical fan, let's say the Chicago Fire, are they also going to Cub games? Are they also going to Bear games? Do you have an idea how unique the soccer audience is? What's your read on that?
Well, that's what I think the misnomer is. When this league first started, they used to try to cater to the soccer moms or the Hispanic markets, and that's still always going to be a part of it. But your core typical MLS soccer fan is a millennial in their 20s that likes to drink craft beer and wears a Premier League shirt all around as their favorite thing. Really, even in Chicago here, we're a team in transition that has struggled, and actually they just bought out their lease to get out of their stadium in Bridgeview. Ideally, I think they're going to want to move back to Soldier Field until they can try to build a facility in the surrounding downtown Chicago area. But the key to that move, why they're doing it, is that the key demographic wants to take public transit to a game and lives in the city. So that's your key target market, I think. And that's who's going to really be the core of the audience in St. Louis as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the stadium and the importance of it. Would that be the major reason why Chicago is drawing just 12,000? They don't have that soccer-specific stadium?
Well, they do have a soccer-specific stadium. It was just poorly located. They built a stadium in 2007, I believe, it opened. And it's not a bad facility, and they're going to still train there. But it's by Midway Airport. And you guys know in the Chicago sporting marketplace, you have iconic teams you're competing with, some of the most iconic teams in professional sports that have been around, you know, 100 years. So you have your work cut out for you. So I think that with the team, you know, performing better on the field and bringing big name players and playing in a downtown setting, I think that's going to definitely help.
What are the rivals for the Chicago Fire? And when St. Louis gets a team, do you see that becoming just because of the city's historical rivalries?
100%. That's why I'm so excited. I think the Post-Dispatch wrote about it, so I don't want to steal the you know, it's not like a unique idea. But, I mean, just imagine, you know, a Sunday or Saturday, and you've got the Cubs or the Blues and Blackhawks and, you know, all those teams playing on the same day. Because something that's truly unique to Major League Soccer and soccer fans, they play one game a week usually on average. They love to travel. So you're going to have St. Louis fans filling up ideally a Soldier Field or vice versa on a big game day. And, you know, like right now the Fire's best rival is, I guess, with Columbus Crew just because of the proximity, but that's still a little bit of a haul. And I could even see Kansas City coming into play with, you know, with the rivalry with these three cities. So it's just so promising. And it's, you know, that's going to be a great rivalry, Chicago and St. Louis, obviously.
And Dan, go ahead, Frank.
Oh, speaking of the Blues, how emotional was it for you? I know you're living in Chicago, but your heart is always with the Blues and your brother being a part of a Stanley Cup.
So happy. Just so happy for my family and my mom. And, you know, I know how much they wanted it. And you know, it's, you couldn't it just, I followed from afar because I was in the midst of a season, but watching it on television and talking to family members, but you couldn't have scripted it better either. That whole team, the whole story. I mean, I guess if the Blues were going to wait that long, they win a Stanley Cup and bring it to their fans that deserve it so much. Well, they did it the right way. That's for sure.
And I'm thinking, you know, for a Dan Kelly who called hockey and now calls soccer, any parallels there? And is like a goal call the same in hockey or soccer? Have you had to change your vernacular?
I try not to. You call the games a little differently, but there really are incredible similarities between the two games. I mean, my favorite thing in soccer is when you have that quick transition, you're trying to catch a team with numbers. It's the same as hockey. They're flinging the ball back and forth, and that's the thing, too, that I, you know, sure, there's not as many goals in soccer, but, you know, close your eyes for a second and the ball could be in the back of the net. So that's the same thing, similarity it shares with hockey, I would say.
We know John's son is a budding broadcaster. Are you a married man, and are there any more Kelly broadcasters blooming in Chicago?
Not unless my cat MJ gets behind the mic. I don't think so.
Dan, great to hear your voice. We'll be talking. Frank and I, this segment today, this 11 o'clock hour, we're boning up on our MLS knowledge, okay? So we're admittedly, Frank is wearing some Sambas from his old indoor days, and he's got his Steamers jersey on. We're just sort of boning up. We got a couple of years, but I imagine that we'll be talking to you a lot more as we get ready for MLS.
I can't wait. I'm going to get a Slobo Ilyelski t-shirt to wear when
Nicely
Lewis
played.
Has the game.
Good work. Good to hear your voice. Take care.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right. Dan Kelly joining us. Now, how about this? Courtney D., he sounds like Bruce Affleck.
Yes.
Jim and Crestwood, Dan Jr.'s voice sounds like Bruce Affleck. How about that?
Yeah, I would say that's dead on. And I don't know if – God, the last time I talked to Dan, I don't know if we've had him on the radio in a long time, but that is a good parallel right there. And he loves it. If you follow him on Twitter – and he's right, you know, when you got basically a game a week and you travel to Portland or you travel to these cool cities and you just got the big match coming up, he's definitely into it. So he'll be a part of our MLS Insider Friday. Joe Pelosi will join us at 11:30 to talk about soccer snobbery because I will announce to him, first of all, and that's why I love Joe. Sorry, Martin, couldn't answer earlier. Was in a meeting. And anytime you sleep to like noon when somebody calls, say, oh, I'm sorry, I was in a meeting, that's the answer. But we'll talk to producer Joe about Soccer Guy at 11:30.
All right. The phone lines are sponsored by our good friends at Maryville University. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Also want to tell you about the best happy hour in St. Louis. It's at Key Malls. It's at Westport. After 93 years, we've moved to Westport, and you can have those beef tenderloin brochettes. You can have the Italian meatballs, the fried spinach, the cheese bread, and all these appetizers are $6. The drink prices are dramatically reduced. And if you want to have the finest steak in St. Louis or the best lasagna in St. Louis, try Key Malls. We are now open for lunch, But don't forget about the happy hour. It is the single best deal in St. Louis food. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.